Hi, and welcome to Awareness of the Soul with your host, Vincent Sandy. Welcome, everybody. Welcome in London. Welcome, Italy. Welcome to Bangkok. Welcome, U.S. Everybody has a different timing. In Italy, it's very early in the morning, 6 o'clock, and this is where I'm going to go right after this show, Italy, to see my family for Christmas. And welcome again, and I'm going to give you the phone numbers right away if you want to call and have a sessions with me. It's toll-free for U.S., 877-876-5227, and again, 877-876-5227. USA and Canada, 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756, or the direct line 001, this is the international code, 530-876-3222. And today we're going to talk about meditation for cosmic consciousness. These are meditations that Paramahansa Yogananda used to teach to his disciples in order to expand their consciousness, especially in this period, which is Christmas period, which is a period that I really love because it's full of vibration, it's full of spiritual vibration. It is easy to feel the consciousness of Christ coming. And it is not that it's not there all the time. It is there all the time, but yes, there are certain periods of the year. We can say also, that's why astrology has a value. There are certain periods of the year where there is more power in there, there is more energy. And Christmas, probably because so many devotees have worshipped God and worshipped Christ everywhere in the world, this period has a significant amount of power. And I love this festivity, is one of my favorites. I love to spend it with my family. I love to meditate during these festivities. I love to meditate, especially another period that I like to meditate is in the crossing board, in the crossing time from the 31st and the 1st of the new year. In that moment, there's a big shift at midnight. There's a big shift in the energy. And if you could meditate in that moment instead of shouting out how happy you are for the new year coming, you will feel this big shift. And then you go out and, you know, celebrate. That's fine. And what we're going to do today, therefore, we're going to try to stay in tune with something that it is in the air vibrating and waiting for us to welcome it. And it's this great vibration of the Christ consciousness. We try to open ourselves to us. To open ourselves to it. We're going to do two meditative flows today, and one is about 15 minutes, and the other one probably going to be the same. One is about, it will be also about a meditation on Christ at the end of the first flow, and then on the second flow we're going to do some cosmic meditations that Yogananda used to teach. These are all from Yogananda, and what I'm going to do today is mainly inspired by his lesson that he used to send, and through his little booklet, which is an amazing booklet. It's called Metaphysical Meditation. It's very small, very affordable to buy. I advise everyone to just go and buy it. I don't know, maybe it could be $2, $3, $4. I'm not sure about that because I bought this little booklet in India, which is really cheap over there, but you can find, it's such a small booklet, you can find it for a very cheap price, and there are so many guided meditations in this booklet, some of which we're going to do now. And it's full of beautiful metaphors, divine metaphors, that will put you in tune with the divine. But before we start to do this meditation, let me explain a little bit what are the things that yoga and Christianity have in common, especially now today, because we're going to approach Christ consciousness through a yogic perspective, let's say. But first of all, the Christ, Jesus the Christ, is consciousness, is the consciousness. When Jesus talked about being the Christ, he referred to himself, not as his body, as we already talked about probably one of those episodes before, but he was referring himself to himself as the consciousness coming from the Father. And what is interesting is that if you look at the Hindu tradition, and we find Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, well, you have to know that at the beginning, his name, Krishna, was like Krishna. That means of the Christ, coming from Christ. So it really referred, it was exactly the same name, it just referred to the state of consciousness, Christ, to the consciousness of Christ. And when Jesus talked to his disciple, and Peter said, I know who you are the Christ. And Jesus said, well, Peter means rock, stone, it comes from the Latin pietra, let's say. I'm not sure about now the etymology of the word, but it's Peter, pietra, rock, okay? Upon you, upon the rock of your intuition, I will base my kingdom, okay? So it is quite an interesting thing that Christ referred to himself not as his body, but the only begotten son he was referring to was this consciousness. In fact, in Hinduism as well as Christianity, we have the concept of Trinity. And the concept of Trinity in Hinduism is not, as many people say, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, but it is Om, Tat, Sat. Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva are in truth three aspects of the Om, because Brahma is the initiating force, the creative force that starts something, and it's already manifested in this world. And then Vishnu is that force that keeps things as they are, keeps things for a longer time, gives longevity, it preserves. And then we have Shiva that destroys or transmutes. And these three forces, they cannot be the Trinity of Christianity because they are all forces that are active in this manifested world. But we have the Trinity also in yoga. Om, Tat, Sat. Sat is the Father, the immutable, the unmanifested, the purest source ever, beyond everything that is manifest, beyond vibratory consciousness, beyond the vibrations of creation, everything, beyond everything, the immutable, Sat. Then we have Tat, and Tat is the consciousness of Sat. It starts vibrating. Sat starts vibrating, the Father starts vibrating, and what it creates is its own consciousness, and that is the Son. That is the Christ consciousness. That is the only begotten Son. And from there, still it is in the vibratory creation. From there, then everything we see gets manifested through the Om sound, through the Om vibration, through the three principles of Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, creating, preserving, and transmuting. And this Trinity is exactly the same as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit, through the Om, then we can have secrets revealed. If we learn how to listen to this sound, we have access through a widest range of information. We have everything at our own disposal. We can know anything about anything. And let me say, I want to quote something from the Bible, John 14:26, which says, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said to you. Because once you are in tune with the cosmic vibration of Om, which is itself the consciousness of Christ, consciousness, Christ consciousness, which comes from the immutable Father, obviously, manifested in creation, obviously you are connected in its purest, when you are in tune with the own vibration in its purest form, you are connected with the Christ. Therefore, we have this concept of Trinity here also in the Hindu tradition, Om Tat Sat, or the Holy Ghost, the Son, and the Father, or Sat Tat Om, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. So, what we're going to do now, we're going to start our first flow and sit and relax, and we can start also with background music, if we have. We can sit and relax. Try to sit with your spine straight. Relax the muscles and take a few deep breaths. Find a comfortable sitting position. Your muscles need to be relaxed, your spine straight, your chin parallel to the floor, opening your chest, bringing your shoulder blades together and gently pushing your shoulders down. And now, I'm going to lead you now through these meditations using the words that Yogananda used himself. To begin a meditation, lock the eyelid doors and shut out the wild dance of tempting scenes. Drop your mind into the bottomless well of your heart. Hold the mind on your heart, bubbling to your life-giving blood. Keep your attention tied to the heart until you feel its rhythmic beat. With every heartbeat, feel the knock of almighty life. Picture the same all-pervading life knocking at the heart door of 1,500 million human bodies and of billions of living creatures. The heart throb constantly, meekly announces the infinite power standing behind the doors of your awareness. Gentle beat of all-pervading life says to you silently, do not receive only a little flow of my life that expand the opening of thy seeming power. Let me flood thy blood, body, mind, feeling, and soul with my throbs of universal life. Breathe in and out deeply as we move on to the first guided meditation, meditation on God's light. Look at the light and close your eyes. Forget the darkness around you and watch the blood red color within your eyelids. Try to look intently into that violet-red color before you. Meditate on it and imagine that it is becoming bigger and bigger. Behold around you a dimly shining sea of violet light. You are a wave of light, a ripple of peace floating on the surface of the sea. Now watch carefully. You, the little wave, are tossing on the whole ocean of light. Around you, your life is pulsing with all-pervading life. You, a little shallow wave of peace, are becoming the deeper, wider ocean of peace. As your meditation deepens, meditate on the thought, I am a wave of peace. Feel the vastness just beneath your consciousness. The wave must feel the touch of the vast ocean beneath it. Let's move on to the next meditation. Obviously, you can come back to the previous meditation by listening again to the episode, to the archive of this radio show. And let's move on to the meditation on the Om. Tune in with the cosmic sound. Listen to the cosmic sound on the sensitive right side of your head. Feel it spreading through the head. Hear its continuous pounding roar. Now hear and feel it spreading over the spine and bursting open the doors of the heart. Feel it resonating through the every tissue, every feeling, every cord of your nerve, every blood cell, every thought is dancing on the sea of roaring vibration. Watch the spread of the volume of the cosmic sound. It sweeps through the body and the mind into the earth and the surrounding 50 miles of atmosphere, into the airless ether, and into millions of universes of matter. Meditate on the marching spread of the cosmic sound. It has passed through the physical universes to the subtle shining veins of rays that hold all matter in manifestation. The cosmic sound is commingling with violet, orange, and a million multicolored rays. The cosmic sound has entered the cosmic conscious space. Listen, behold, and feel the embrace of the cosmic sound and the eternal light. The cosmic sound now pierces through the heart fires of cosmic energy, and they both melt into the bosom of cosmic consciousness and cosmic joy. The body melts into the universe. The universe melts into the soundless voice. The sound melts into the all-shining light. And the light enters the bosom of infinite joy. breathing out deeply, let's move on to the next meditation. Expansion in eternity. Eternity yawns at me below, above, on the left and on the right, in front and behind, within and without. With open eyes, I behold myself as the little body. With closed eyes, I perceive myself as the cosmic center around which revolves the sphere of eternity, the sphere of bliss, the sphere of omnipresent, omniscient living space. I feel him like a gentle breath of bliss, breathing in my body of universes. I perceive him shining through the bright twinkles of all luminosity and through the waves of cosmic consciousness. I behold him as the light of solar inspiration, holding the luminaries of my thoughts in the rhythms of balance. I feel him as a bursting voice leading, guiding, teaching secretly in the soul temple of all men and all things in creation. He is the fountain of wisdom and of radiant inspiration flowing through all souls. He is the fragrance oozing from the incense base of all hearts. He is a garden of celestial blossoms and bright thought flowers. He is the love that inspires our love dreams. I feel him percolating through my heart, and through all hearts, through all pores of the heart, of the earth, through the sky, through all created things. He is the eternal motion of joy. He is the mirror of silence in which all creation is reflected. In the voice of the viol, the flute, and the deep-toned organ, I hear God's voice. The reality of my life cannot die, for I am indestructible consciousness. I am submerged in his eternal light. It permeates every particle of my being. I am living in that light. For the Divine Spirit has filled me within and without. I will close my material eyes and dismiss the temptation of matter. I will peer through the darkness of silence until my eyes of relativity open into the inner eye of light. When my two eyes of good and evil become single and behold only the divine goodness of God in everything, then I shall find my body, mind and soul filled with his omnipresent light. All the veils of my ignorant outer life are burned in the light of my awakening Christ. And I behold with the intelligence of the baby Jesus cradled in the petals of roses, in the weaving of light, and in the love thoughts of all true souls. I am infinite. I am tireless. I am spaceless. I am beyond body, mind, thought, speech, and utterance. Beyond all matter and mind, I am spaceless. I am infinite. I am endless bliss. The ocean of spirit has become the little bubble of my soul. The bubble of my life cannot die. Whether floating in birth or disappearing in death, in the ocean of cosmic consciousness, for I am indestructible consciousness, protected in the bosom of spirit's immortality. I am no longer the wave of consciousness, thinking itself, separated from the sea of cosmic consciousness. I am the ocean of spirit that has become the wave of human life. Like a silent, invisible river flowing beneath the sand, flows the vast, dimensionless river of spirit through the sands of time, through the sands of experience, through the sands of all souls, through the sands of all living atoms, through the sands of all space. O infinite energy, infinite wisdom, electrify us with thy spiritual vibration. And before we do our next few little meditations, just take a few deep breaths. It is not required, but just tense and relax the muscles. It's optional if you want to recheck your body for the right posture. Just let yourself go and flow into the journey that Yogananda created for you. You can also use all this meditation singularly. Just come back to the archive, download it, learn it, and meditate on it anytime you want. And if you're ready, let's move on to the next meditation. A shorter one on spreading ripples of peace. Fix your mind in between the eyebrows on the shoreless lake of peace. Watch the eternal circle of rippling peace around you. The more you watch intently, the more you will feel the wavelet of peace extending from the eyebrows to the forehead, from the forehead to the heart, and on to every cell in your body. Now the ripple of peace has left the bands of your body, and peace is flooding over the vast territory of your mind. Now the flood of peace overflows the boundaries of your mind and moves on in infinite direction all around you, everywhere. And meditate on this thought. I am the prince of perpetual peace, playing in a drama set and happy dreams on the stage of experience. Let's breathe in and out. Relax more and more. As we go into the meditation on silence, move your consciousness now into this meditation. My silence spreads like an expanding sphere, directionless, everywhere. My silence spreads like a radio song, above, beneath, left and right, within and without, everywhere. My silence spreads as wildfire of bliss, the dark thickets of sorrow, and the tall oaks of pride are all burning up. My silence, like the ether, passes through everything, carrying the sun, earth, atoms, and stars into the balls of his infinite mansion. I will fill my heart with the peace of meditation. I will pour my heart full of my joy into peace-thirsty souls. Behind the throb of my heart, I shall feel the throb of God's peace, teach me not to stoke myself with the opiate of restlessness. And breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. What I'm going to read now is not a meditation, but it is taken from the book Metaphysical Meditation. And that I want to read this because it is about the it's about Christmas, about Christ, it's about all the symbols in the Bible, in Christianity, applied in a different way so that you can realize what they really mean. And here we go. Christ has ever abided in me. He has preached through my consciousness to all my rowdy and hypocritical thoughts. With the magic wand of meditative intuition, he has stilled the storms in the sea of my life and of many other lives. I was mentally blind. My will was lame. But I was healed by the awakened Christ in me. Christ walked on the restless waters of my mind. Yet the Judas of restlessness and ignorance, deluded by the Satan of sense lures, betrayed in me the Christ calmness, the Christ joy, and crucified the divine on the cross of forgetfulness. Christ commanded my dead wisdom to come forth from its sackcloth of delusion and raised my wisdom to new life. At last my will, faith, intuition, purity, hope, meditation, right desires, good habits, self-control, sense aboveness, devotion, wisdom, all these disciples obeyed the commandments of the Christ who appeared on the high mountain of my meditation. O living Christ, present in the body of Jesus and in all of us, manifest thyself in the essence of thy glory, in the strength of thy light, in the power of thy perfect wisdom. Om Tat Sat. And let's come out of this meditation now, this big journey that we have just done, and breathe in and out, and again breathe in and out deeply, relaxing, and breathe in and out. Welcome back. Now, an important thing that we have to know is when we approach a meditation, this, of course, we don't have to do it for a very long time. If you're ready to do it for a very long time, then that's great, because you can really go with your consciousness into a deep journey and go from one state of consciousness to another state of consciousness and experience consciousness at an always deeper level, and getting always closer, a little bit closer to the source. But doesn't matter. It's what is important is that you start somewhere, and your natural state actually is a state of perfect meditation. What happens is that when we are under stress, under worries, and when we project ourselves only in a small reality instead of the vastness reality of our soul, then we find ourselves trapped in a situation that is not really ours, that is not familiar to us. That's why in this life something's always not quite right, because the vastness, the vast reality of our soul cannot be contained in the little cup of the body. And here, what I want to say is that I'm not talking badly about the body. I'm not saying the body is bad. The body is great, but the soul is vaster. If we just try to contain all that we are in our body, which is very much confined and limited, as you can probably know and see and have already tasted upon your life, that we're not going to be happy. We're not going to be living our life fully. We have to open ourselves to our vast realities. And if at the beginning you cannot meditate for a long time, it is simply because maybe you're not used, and you're not used to it anymore, but it is your natural state already. And it is really that simple. After a while, you will find, start with a small meditation, come back to this archive, and I guided you through a journey through many different kinds of meditation, and you can choose the one that is right for you, that you like the most, and practice it over and over, and then change, go to another one. Or you can do it, all of it, as a flow. Go first into a light state of meditation, just go for yourself, guided is in a flow, and experience consciousness at an always deeper level. And it is really interesting. But what is important to know, to meditate properly, to be relaxed during meditation, because some people, after a while, they start meditating and then they feel tense. They feel tense. They feel that they want to get out. They want to stop it there. And the trick here is to learn how to relax, how to super relax, super relaxation, which is the complete voluntary withdrawal of consciousness and energy from the entire body. When you can withdraw your consciousness and energy from the body, first from the muscles, and then from the senses, at that point, you're totally relaxed. Your heartbeat becomes softer. You don't have so much thought in your mind. You can just relax and perceive your soul. And the soul, you will see, how it will feel a little trapped in the body, because the soul is familiar with the ocean of spirit instead of being contained in a small cup. So, when we were created from the creative source, we were wandering in the universe. And what happens is that the soul was wandering everywhere and was experimenting things in the universe, in the created, everything, in all that was created, until it found itself trapped in material attachment, imprisoned in the body. And again, nothing's wrong with the body, but if it becomes a prison, then let's find a way through which we can be free again. And that does not mean that you cannot have material experiences or material possessions. That's obviously you can have whatever you want. The problem is not to be imprisoned, because what you're looking for is happiness. And also, when you will die, you will not have any of the material things that you will eventually be able to gather in this life. Okay, so can't you make your life a race for gathering things? I don't think that's an inspiring way to live. I mean, just meditation is regaining your natural state of the expansive soul. So how can you? You have to relax on three levels, obviously. You have to relax the body, you have to relax the mind, you have to relax the soul. And you can relax the body in many ways. You can just tense the muscles as you're breathing. And as you breathe out, relax and do that 3-4 times. And you will see, especially if you focus on the relaxation process as you're breathing out, you will see how you can easily relax. How can you relax the mind? You can relax through many different techniques. You can use your imagination. For example, you can visualize a waveless lake with a perfect reflection of the moon, or you can just use another technique which requires a little bit more willpower or fastness. It's called neti-neti. Everything that comes, neti-neti is an expression that means not this nor that. And that means everything that comes in your mind, you just say, I'm not this, or I'm not that. Everything else that comes up, I'm not this, I'm not that. At some point, there will be nothing. Everything that comes in your mind, anything, any thought, any image, any sensation, anything. Or anything that you see outside yourself, anything that you see inside yourself, not this, not that, I'm not this, I'm not that. At some point, your mind will get still, because everything that will come up at some point will have to go. And if you continue saying netty, netty, no, not this, not that, not this, not that, the fluctuations of the mind will stop. And then you will be able to keep your mind fixed on the soul. And when you can do that, then you can have a relaxation of the soul. You see, relaxing the mind is the most difficult thing, actually. Because the mind can be either our bridge to the infinite or our biggest obstacle to the infinite. That depends. It's a tool. It's a valuable tool. It depends on how we use it. But relaxing the mind, according to Yogananda, is the ability to free the attention at will from haunting worries over past and present difficulties, consciousness of constant duty, dread of accidents and other haunting fears, greed, passion, and other evil or disturbing thoughts or attachment. And these are easy things, okay? So, but we don't have to focus on all these things just in order to relax the mind. The important thing is to have an image like a lake, waveless lake with a perfect reflection of the moon, or the practice of I'm not this, not that, natty, natty. And here we go. We're going to go now to the cosmic meditations. And these are beautiful techniques that Yogananda taught to his disciples in order to find themselves, to make them come in tune with cosmic consciousness. So, again, let's start again a new meditation. Now, breathe in and out. And with these meditations, we probably will be time at the end of these meditations to close for our today's radio show as well. But what I want to say to you first, you can visit my website, www.joycelestial.com. Sign up for my newsletter. You can see all the work that I do. And today was the topic was about meditation, divine contact, divine consciousness. But there are lots of things that I do. You can just check them out on the website, and you can open your free account and have free access to the material with articles, audios, archives of this show, some of the archives of this show. So go there, have a look, and I welcome your emails and very happy to reply back as much as I can. So let's start our cosmic meditations. Sit with your spine straight and your muscles relaxed. And breathe in and out deeply. Open gently your chest, shoulders, down away from the ears, but bringing your shoulder blades together so that you can open your chest up to the sky, chin parallel to the floor. Try to have your muscles relaxed, your spine straight. Sit upright. Look out of the open window into the limitlessness of the sky, or mentally visualize it if you cannot see the sky from your window. Mentally picture your mind watching your body, the room, and the sky simultaneously as its encasing body. Mentally picture your mind watching your body, the room, and the sky simultaneously as its encasing body. Keep on meditating for a few minutes till you feel you are the body, the room, and the sky. same meditation can be very fruitfully practiced in the daytime or in the moonlight on a mountain top or at the ocean or before beautiful scenery. Let's breathe in and out. Try to get the essence of this meditation so that you can come back to it later. I will move on to the next one now. Meditate in the following way. Sit upright on a chair or on your bed and close your eyes. Think that you are sitting on the center of the floor of your world home, of which the sky is the roof. Then picture your mind that this world home is decorated with snow on the north and south poles, and inlaid with mountains, rivers, and pools of oceans filled with frothy, pure white lilies of wavelets. Behold the ferns of forests which bedeck your earthly house. Now behold your mind's eye all your relative nations, races, families, your loved ones, friends, and so forth, gather around you playing the drama of life on the stage of time. You are the world. Then say mentally, "Hello, everybody. My dark, white, brown, and yellow-colored fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters, and friends." Try to feel all races as your very own family and loved one. Mentally say again, "Let us all bow to our one Father, God, who made us all in His image. Let us bow to our same grandparents, Adam and Eve, whose one blood runs from all our veins. Let us thank God for putting us in our one big home of the earth. Let us live happily and harmoniously and do His will, that our home may become as He wants it to be." Let's move on to the next meditation. Move your consciousness, bringing it back to your center, and ready to start a new journey. Let the old one go. Start a new one. Mentally, with your closed eyes, say, "I dissolve my body in darkness. Watch the limitless dark space of eternity spread above, beneath, in front, behind, ahead, within and without, everywhere. Then, all at once, visualize a sealed rainbow balloon of light surrounding your body. Remember, this rubber balloon of light can never burst, no matter how you blow your luminous breath into it. Throw the breath out very slowly and visualize this balloon of light as expanding with your luminous breath until it becomes big enough to contain the star clusters, universes, and planetary and solar systems, including your earth and body and everything. And as you expand your consciousness more and more, bring your awareness back to your center before we move on to the last meditation. Close your eyes and look up mentally and keep on traveling mentally as far as you can go into the sky. Look into the right mentally as far as you can. Then look to the left as far as you can. Look down as far as you can. Then bring your eyes to a focus between the eyebrows and concentrate at the central space in the heart. Mentally say, I am a tiny speck of space in the heart, and I am all space alive with everlasting, ever new bliss at every point of space, spreading from within my body to the limitless beyond. My body, mind, brain, intelligence, body cells, stomach, and so forth, all constitute the living intelligent space in which I swallow and absorb everything, and out of which I disgorge the glittering universe according to the will of my spirit. And as you breathe in and out, either remain with your eyes closed or come back here, being aware of your body, being aware of the room around you. Breathe in and out deeply for 2 or 3 times and come back. Thank you for listening. I wish you a Merry Christmas. Visit my website, www.joycelestial.com, and sign up for my newsletter, open up your free account, and I'll see you, talk to you next week. Thank you so much. Bye. By Vincent Santini.